Next hour, we're going to be talking about messages from Seth. Who is Seth? Well, check around, and we'll tell you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And when we come back in just a second with Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com, we will take your phone calls. You've got a final hour to go with Ben Fuchs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Pharmacist Ben with us, CriticalHealthNews.com. Phone number to call for advice, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, do you ever see the day, just listening to the talking about that marijuana company, that pot will be in a capsule form to help people medicinally?
Yes. If it's not a drug company, it'll be somebody, some smart guy, you know, some smart entrepreneur who does it. But no, it'll probably be a drug company that does it. That's a big issue, by the way. Drug companies versus regular entrepreneurs.
And, sure.
And an herb that is so powerful, George. Oh, my God. For epilepsy, for chronic pain. This is like study after study after study. There's a reason why drug companies are so into this stuff. It is amazing. CBD, you probably heard of CBD, and even the THC, the psychoactive.
Hemp oil is used for that too, isn't it?
Amazing stuff. Hemp in general, it's a miracle plant, hemp. Amazing stuff. You know, we have the active ingredients from the marijuana plant in our blood. Everywhere. Every cell, pretty much.
We do?
Yes, every cell pretty much responds to these natural marijuana. They're called endo, meaning inside, cannabinoids that we make. In fact, every snail makes them. Every monkey makes them. Every fungal cell, bacterial cell.
What do they do?
They're responsible for relaxation response. They support immunity. They calm things down. They do for a cell what they do for a person. You know how that's why people smoke pot, is to calm down. Well, cells have the same response to the endocannabinoids, the inner cannabinoids, the inner active ingredients from the marijuana plant. And for an herb or a plant, I should be very clear. Smoking is not a good thing, George. It's a very bad thing. And marijuana is still a medicine. It's not a mighty 90 essential nutrients, but it's a plant medicine. It's not of the same order of toxicity that pharmaceutical medicines are, and it can be incredibly helpful for people who are dealing with all kinds of health issues, particularly that involve the brain. Seizure disorders stand out, and anxiety issues as well.
Well, I promised the phone calls this hour. Let's go right to them. Daryl in Sacramento, California. He's with us. Daryl, you're on with Pharmacist Ben. Go ahead.
Hey, Daryl.
Daryl, you still with us? I hear him in the background.
Kind of.
One more chance, Daryl. Are you there? Nope. Can't get him. Oh, well. Let's go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Hey, Blair, you're always there.
Hey, thank you, George.
Sure.
Pharmacist Ben, I've had good results with 3-day fresh-squeezed grapefruit-juiced fast since first trying it in Dallas over 20 years ago. Matter of fact, the result of that first time included a literal sense of living with an unconditional love for a full week afterward, man.
That is
And just last year, a 12-day grapefruit juice fast helped heal my lower gut. What's your opinion, sir?
Grapefruit's amazing, amazing stuff. You got to be careful with grapefruit and medicine, though, because there's active ingredients in grapefruit that will enhance the potency sometimes or enhance the elimination of
it. Or counterbalance it, right?
Exactly, and make it help you eliminate them faster. But you have to take a lot of times you have to take the dosage of your medicine into account if you're a grapefruit kind of person. Grapefruits are amazing medicine. The whole grapefruit is a really very fascinating fruit, although I have to say, George, I'm not a big fan of the taste of grapefruit.
Oh, see, I love grapefruit.
Do you love grapefruit?
Yeah, grapefruits are great.
Oh, that's interesting.
I used to love them cold. You cut it in half, and then you scoop them out and stuff like that. That's great.
It's not too bitter or too acidic?
No, not at all.
That's what I think.
What about kidney stones?
Same deal. Like we're talking about the
gallbladder.
Anytime you have stones, George, what you have is something called supersaturation of the blood. It's like picture taking a teaspoon of salt and putting it in a glass of water, stirring it around, it goes in, right? You take a second teaspoon, it goes in. You take a third teaspoon, it goes in. Eventually, you're going to reach a point where you put a teaspoon of salt in and it all precipitates out. And that is called supersaturation of a liquid. Stones are like that. There's supersaturation. There's too much stuff in the blood. There's too much toxicity in the blood. Whenever you have stone formation, whether it's kidney stones or gallstones or tear duct stones, you can have stones in any that block any kind of piping or any kind of tubing. Whenever you have stones, you have a blood that has got extra stuff in it. That extra stuff usually involves immunity and inflammation. It comes in from the digestive system. Sometimes sugar is involved, and this is why people who have blood sugar issues will get kidney stones. So anytime you have stone formation, you want to look at too much sugar in the blood and too much digestive toxicity in the blood. And those two points right there, George, underlie all degenerative health challenges, the digestive system and the blood sugar system. You can also throw in the stress management system, the cortisol system. But fundamentally, at the core, all disease states have those two points, the digestive system and the blood sugar system. It's no accident that we're learning more and more about something called metabolic syndrome, which is basically when the metabolism of your body is completely thrown off. You get overweight, you have liver problems, heart problems, Alzheimer's disease, and these all are related, and you can look this up. It's not just me saying it. Metabolic syndrome is all connected to blood sugar and insulin, and this is the unifying factor underneath all chronic degenerative diseases. And underneath that, you will find digestive health issues. If you just work on those two systems, George, you get on a supplement program, you exercise, you do all the things that you need to do to stay healthy, and then focus on the digestive system and the blood sugar system, there isn't any way that you are not going to be feeling better. And that is what we're looking for here, George. It's not curing. It's not getting rid of your diagnosis. It's feeling stronger, feeling better, having more energy, being more resistant to disease, having more joie de vivre. And any time you work on these basic ideas, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, as well as the lifestyle factors, you can guarantee that you will begin to feel better. And that's really what we're looking for.
What percent do you think of the people will get a kidney stone in their lifetime?
You know, thankfully, it's a small percent. Have you ever had a kidney stone?
One, 1982. I thought I was getting stabbed to death.
I can only imagine. You know, our mutual friend MZ, he had one of them, and I got to witness it. And I'm telling you, holy moly, that is some severe, severe, severe pain. Fortunately, it's not a lot of people, but it's enough. And kidney disease is an epidemic, too. You know, what does the kidneys do? They filter the blood. That's their job. Kidney disease, kidney stones, these are all the manifestations of blood toxicity.
Under a microscope, a little tiny kidney stone looks like one of those spikes that Vikings use when they smack people in the head.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Joe in Boston. Welcome to the show. Hi, Joe. Joe, welcome.
I haven't spoke to you for a while, but I still listen.
You're still out there.
Hey, Joe.
Don't have money to subscribe, but Ben, I've got several problems. My gastric reflux is getting worse. The doctor wants to operate. My sister has autoimmune disorder. She's got all her teeth removed.
Oh my goodness.
She can't take painkillers, can't take medicine. Oh. I wanted to get her carnivora. I hope you guys can help her something. We tried Turkmen. I had a little money, but it didn't work for her, George. It bothers her stomach, and I hope when you get that thing going, we can contact you and you can help.
Because oh, absolutely.
I don't know what to do for her. She has lupus. She has infection all through her back, goes up her head, her nose.
Oh.
She has tumors in her nose. And it's really sad. She's only 54 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know who you want me to help first here. Let's do it with your sister. You know, that's tough because her body's deteriorated pretty significantly, so it's going to be tough to completely, the longest journey begins with a single step. You ever hear that saying, how do you eat an elephant? A bite at a time. And whenever you're confronted, and I'm confronted with this all the time, with people who have been, their body's been deteriorating for years and for decades, it's like, where do you begin? You don't have any idea where you begin. So where do you begin? You always begin with the gut. You always begin with the digestive system. If you can't afford supplements, that makes it a little bit trickier because there are some very important supplements, but you can still do it. Eating less food, number one. Putting less food into the system is very, very helpful, even to the point of fasting. There's a wonderful book called The Walls Protocol where there's an MD who's cured herself of multiple sclerosis by fasting. So if you can't completely fast, do what they call calorie restriction, just eating less food. Chicken soup, homemade chicken soup.
You're a fan of that.
Oh, man, one of the all-time great immune-boosting foods, anti-cancer foods, connective tissue-building foods, anti-aging foods. It's just, and who doesn't like chicken soup? So homemade chicken soup is another one that you can do that's inexpensive. Another major strategy for if you don't want to spend a lot of money, and again, it really is an insurance policy to get on a supplement program. It's you want, even if you think you can't afford it, it's something that is so darn important. But there's other things you can do. Lowering your cortisol is extremely important. We didn't talk about that today, George. Reducing the stress response. Dis-ease is out of ease. It means we are out of ease. So the opposite of dis-ease is ease. The body has two nervous systems that control everything. It has a dis-ease nervous system, a stress nervous system, an emergency nervous system, a survival nervous system, and it has a ease nervous system, a relaxation nervous system, a healing nervous system. This is called the parasympathetic nervous system. And learning to activate this healing nervous system to override the sympathetic nervous system is incredibly important. You could do it for free by sitting on your couch and practicing slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Your sister should be doing this 5 times a day. It doesn't take it costs any money. It's all it takes is a little bit of time, and it is well worth it because while you're doing that, you're activating your healing nervous system. Another simple thing is a hot bath or a hot tub or a hot shower. You know, there's a reason why nobody likes to get out of the shower. You know, people banging on the door while somebody's taking a long shower because we love showers, hot showers, because we're fighting cancer when we're taking a hot shower. We're healing our diseases when we take a hot shower. We're lowering our blood pressure. You know, blood pressure pills are among the most toxic of all pills, of all medication. That's saying something, because there's a lot of toxic medication. Near the top of the list are the beta blockers and the calcium channel blockers that they use for high blood pressure. Well, you know what, George? You can sit in a hot bath and lower your blood pressure faster than any antihypertensive medicine with no toxicity, no side effects, and instead of toxicity and side effects, you're fighting other diseases, including cancer and heart disease.
But you're a pharmacist, so there's got to be some pills like that that help people.
You know, it's like I was saying earlier, nutrition or healing is a frequency phenomena at its core. It's resonance. When you heal using all the strategies we've talked about tonight and what we talk about on criticalhealthnews.com, you are harmonizing the body. You're putting it back into the right frequency. When you use supplements, you're putting the body back into the right frequency. Vitamin C resonates with the body. Nutrients resonate with the body. Drugs do not. Drugs create an incoherent...
Well, here's an example. I had a friend of mine, his blood pressure was 190 over 110. He was a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, no, for emergencies, this is true.
Then he went on a blood pressure pill, and he's like 130 over 80.
For emergencies, you're right. Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a time when you need medication. I'm not Pollyannish about this.
All right.
But if you're on a medication and you're interested in being healthy, you should be figuring out how to wean yourself off that med. And one of the neat things about getting on a nutritional supplement program is it potentizes your drugs. I get this question all the time, is this going to interfere with my medicine? No, nutrients are going to make your drugs better. They're going to make it so you can take a lower dose of your drug and ultimately wean yourself off of that drug, because the problem is not the drug, wasn't caused by a lack of the drug. High blood pressure is not a beta blocker deficiency. It's a magnesium deficiency or a potassium deficiency or too much sugar or not enough sugar metabolizing nutrients. It's also stress.
All right, let's go back to Joe for his issue, and then we'll take some other calls. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, yeah, I'm glad I'm back. Yeah, my esophagus is getting worse. They want to operate. Okay. Dr. Wallach talked about this.
Yeah.
They want to squeeze the esophagus. I was told never to let them do it wrapped, you know, around, because you won't be able to throw up, but... And my airway, I have trouble, and we just don't know what to do because I don't have the money for pills to help my sister. If I did, I would get her some carnivore and get her on a nutritional program. She has a child to take care of, and she can't. She's got a disabled child with schizophrenic, and she got.
Well, and we're talking about you right now, Joseph. And
so, Joe, here's
ahead.
The thing: acid reflux, gastric GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, is a food issue. And you'll find that your GERD gets worse when you eat certain foods. Now, at this point, you may have be dealing with something called Barrett's esophagus. Have you heard of this term? Did they say anything about this?
Go ahead, Ben.
So there's a condition called Barrett's esophagus, which is when this disease progresses, when a gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, heartburn, if you will, or acid reflux, when it progresses to a point where you're dealing with Barrett's esophagus, then it becomes very, very serious. And this is the problem. When a health issue progresses, it reaches a point where it can become problematic. And at that point, George, the medical model, when it comes to emergencies, when it comes to very, very serious procedures, the medical model excels.
Right.
It gets an A+.
Absolutely.
A+. Miraculous. It's only in the chronic, long-term degenerative disease category that medicine fails us, because that's not its role. We're trying to give it a role, or it's taking a role that it's not it, that doesn't belong to it. These are lifestyle roles. These are the job of healing from a chronic degenerative disease or reversing it is lifestyle. This is why doctors say there's no cure for diseases, because there isn't from their perspective. Diseases are about lifestyle.
I look at our body, Ben, like a car, and you want to keep your car running before it breaks down.
Yes, exactly, just like that. If you put crappy oil, gasoline in there, or you don't put the right oil, or you don't change the oil, that's what's going to happen. And the body's exquisitely self-repairing, and we take it for granted, George. We take our bodies for granted until it's too late. We don't take your body for granted when you're hurt, but when we're most of us are operating, you know, reasonably effectively. We're not not all of us certainly, but some of us, most of us, and we don't think about it until something happens. The time to do it is ahead. That's why getting on a supplement program is so darn important. It's an insurance policy. If you're healthy, if you're not healthy, it can help reverse things, but if you're healthy, it's an insurance policy to prevent horrible things that can happen up the road.
Okay, thanks, Joe. And let us go next to Roland in Austin, Texas, first-time caller. Roland, go ahead.
Hi, my main complaint is depression.
Depression, okay.
Yes, it's worse in the morning. It's hard for me to get up and do anything. Right. I'm living alone. I'm retired and getting Social Security. So I also have a lack of a plan what to do every day.
All right, let's listen to him. What is this, a serotonin problem, Ben?
No, close though. Cortisol problem.
Cortisol.
Yeah, cortisol spikes first thing in the morning. That's how we get our butt out of bed. But when cortisol levels are chronically high, the brain is very interesting. It'll see the high levels of cortisol and it'll think something's wrong. And this is one of the major reasons why we get depressed, is our body chemistry is off.
So your cortisol is too high, you're saying?
Cortisol is too high, it sounds like. He's spiking it in the morning. So you want to start stabilizing that cortisol. And deep breathing, that's one of the ways deep breathing works, is it helps balance out or reduce, I should say, cortisol levels. Keeping your sugar intake down to a minimum is also important. First thing in the morning, when you get up, sip on some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get yourself some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get off criticalhealthnews.com. Sip on it first thing in the morning. It's amazing for helping the body improving energy levels, but because of all the nutrients, it'll also support brain health. You may be experiencing a lack of nutrients. You know, George, when we go to the bathroom once or twice in the middle of the night, we lose our B vitamins. We lose our potassium. We lose our magnesium. We lose our water-soluble nutrients and electrolytes. And so you wake up in the morning, and you're deficient, and you're tired. You don't feel like getting out of bed. So what do? We go get coffee, and that, of course, acts like a diuretic as well. We lose more of our nutrients, and then we need more coffee. And we're on this vicious cycle, downward cycle, of nutritional deficiencies and poor health. One of the neatest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it's liquid, and you can sip on it first thing in the morning. And it will give you energy to the point where you won't need coffee, or you won't need as much coffee, or you'll be able to drink less caffeine in your coffee, a decaf coffee, because it will be restoring the nutrients into your body that you lost during the night. And interestingly, these are also blood sugar nutrients that are in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And everybody knows, all diabetics know, first thing in the morning, your blood sugar tends to be higher. And so you'll also be helping stabilize your blood sugar as you're nutriating yourself.
But cortisol levels, if they're too high, you get a little depressed, huh?
Cortisol levels, chronically high levels of cortisol can lead to depression, absolutely, as well as anxiety, as well as fear.
All right, Ben, we're going to come back in just a moment. Pharmacist Ben, final segment to go here. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website. Go to it with your smartphone or your laptop computer or your desktop. And here's that number again, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Final calls next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, we're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast with final phone calls with Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call for people who are there to help you, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, of course, CriticalHealthNews.com, or call 1-855-949-7234. You have some very diligent people on the other end of those toll-free numbers, Ben, asking and helping people.
The products, and they help a lot of people.
They're good people. Good people. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Elisa in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Elisa. Welcome to the show. You are on the air with us.
Hey, Elisa.
Hi, George. Hi, Nick. Okay, my question.
Oh, no. Where are you? She's gone.
Oh, no.
She just disappeared. Poor, she was on hold for an hour. Try to call back, and we'll get you right on again. My gosh. Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ben. I have a question and a brief comment at this time, but my question would be on gauging aerobic fitness. Now, I'll give you a personal example. I run these road races, and at one point I ran a 15-mile race, and I'm usually not in this range, but I kept up with the fast-running groups and didn't feel tired at the end. Now, this came as a complete surprise. So I wasn't able to gauge that I had reached that level of fitness going into the race. So my question is, how do people gauge aerobic fitness without stretching their limits? And what do you think of these wearables that people, these wearable watches that may help people do that?
You can use the wearables, but you did exactly what you're supposed to do. You push yourself and see how far you go. And that's exactly how you do it. Now, you don't have to necessarily do it, run a race, but you can get on a treadmill and do it. And you push yourself, and you want to see how far you go. And that's exactly how you want to grow, is by pushing yourself to the point where it becomes easy, and then pushing yourself further to the point where it becomes easy, and you go on like that. The body grows under conditions of resistance. You ever hear the saying, what we resist persists? They talk about that when you're thinking about bad thoughts. But likewise in the body, when you resist, your body gets stronger. The entire body is designed to respond to stress by getting bigger and stronger and better. It's like if you had a car, a little tiny Ford Fusion, and you went off-roading, and you tore it up, and you just ran in the mountains, and you came home, parked it in the garage. Next day you come out, you look at your Ford Fusion, and it's now a Cadillac Escalade. It's like this amazing thing that the body has about it is that it grows bigger and stronger and better in response to stress. How do you gauge it? By pushing yourself and seeing where you're at. And you did exactly what you're supposed to do. But your point's well taken about the fit, George, or the wearables. You can definitely use those as well.
Ben, what do you think of zinc? How important is it?
Oh, unspeakably important. My favorite mineral, by the way.
Is it really?
Absolutely, because I'm in the skincare business. And in the skincare business, zinc is the key to treating acne, psoriasis, eczema, for fighting wrinkles. It's stored in your skin. When you burn yourself, the zinc is mobilized to the area that's burnt to help heal the burns, heal the damage. And zinc deficiency is incredibly common. And when you start taking zinc and you've never had it before, all of a sudden you notice these incredible things, incredible differences. You find zinc in our Beyond Tangy Tangerine as part of our Healthy Start Pack. Zinc's important for the digestive system. It's important for the immune system. There's over 300 different chemical reactions that are zinc dependent. And if you're deficient in this one single mineral, this is how important nutritional supplementation is, George, and why I call it an insurance policy. If you're deficient in this one little mineral, and many, if not most people are, who aren't supplementing, that is, you will be deficient in, your body will have deficits in 300 plus chemical reactions. And that can take an incredible toll on the body. I remember when I was a young pharmacist, we used to always tell people to suck on zinc lozenges for sore throats. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah, I sure have.
It heals the skin on your throat the way it heals the skin on heals the skin on the surface of your body. And of course, everybody knows probably that zinc is an amazing sunscreen, a sunblock ingredient as well.
Next up, let's go to Alvin in Orcutt, California, west of the Rockies. Alvin, go ahead.
Hey, Alvin.
Yes, hello, Ben. I wanted to inquire about the condition CKD, chronic kidney disease.
Yes.
I have a family member that I was looking at, pointing to the Start Pack, and wanted to know, I was listening to a book, and it was telling me about the, problem with too much phosphorus and potassium buildup, and I was just wondering if that was something you were familiar.
All of that is involved. The kidney, which is called the renal system, and the adrenal glands, the adrenals and the renals are responsible for how the body adjusts to and processes electrolytes. The adrenal glands and the kidneys monitor and excrete electrolytes. So potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, these all play a very important role. However, the job of the kidneys, the main job of the kidney, is to filter the blood. It's a spaghetti strainer for the blood. And our epidemic of chronic kidney disease can be put rest right on the laps of poor digestive systems and messed up blood sugar. And those are the two strategies that you want to employ if you're dealing with chronic kidney disease: working with your digestive system, getting on a good probiotic like our Nightly Essence, making sure that you're using the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, stabilizing your blood sugar, using our Sweeties, laying off of foods that spike your blood sugar. Remember those two fundamental points that are always going to underlie any chronic long-term degenerative disease are highlighted in kidney disease because of its relationship to the blood. So first and foremost, the digestive system. Secondly, the blood sugar system. Use nutrients, use food strategies, and make absolutely positively sure you're staying away from foods that jack up your blood sugar.
Ben, since you've been doing this, how many people do you think you've helped?
Oh, my gosh, George. You know, when people tell me I help them, like I was saying earlier, I try to just thank them and be very gracious about it, and it does make me feel good. But I don't like to think of it that way. But I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've seen thousands of patients. And the ideas that I'm talking about here, George, transcend diseases. They're about the fundamental nature of how the body works, which means not only do diseases go away, but people feel better. People feel stronger, and it's impossible to estimate how many people that I've helped. Plus, I'm on the radio, and it's got to be in the thousands, 10,000. I don't know, certainly not as much as Dr. Wallach, not as many people as Dr. Wallach, but a lot. And it's a very gratifying thing, and I'm very blessed.
He's a gem. Boy, what energy he's got.
Isn't that amazing? You know how old he is? I don't know if I'm supposed to say. But
I don't think he wants you to say.
Yeah, I know. But he does 300 shows a year. He does two radio shows.
Let me just say, this is how old he is. He gave Abe Lincoln supplements.
Okay, maybe that's maybe true. No, I don't think that's true.
Let's go to Jack in Jackson, Mississippi, Michigan. Hey, Jack, is the racetrack still there, the horse track?
Actually, no. They don't do the harness racing anymore.
It's all gone. Gosh, time of the changes. Okay.
I'm surprised you know that.
Yeah, I used to have harness horses, and I lived in Michigan. So.
Yeah, I knew you were from the area, and I'm a little young for those. But I want to give a little bit of a testimony here, and I'll try to be brief.
Okay.
You'd mentioned the lifestyle earlier, and talking quite a bit about that. And then also you were mentioning a friend of yours that had that high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I had a similar situation. I'm only 37, but my blood pressure was getting up in the ranges of the high 150s over high 100s.
Wow,
so 100 to 110.
That's high. Yeah.
And I don't eat terrible, a typical American diet. You know, fast food is a treat here and there. But
overweight or in pretty good shape?
No. Well, I've always been muscular, stocky build.
Okay.
But, maybe 10, 15 pounds overweight, but no big deal. I say that. So when you're talking about lifestyle, I've made some lifestyle changes just probably in the last 4 months. And so I just hope people that are listening can really take this to heart. One of the things that I've been doing is supplementing with the beets. And similar to the Super Beets product, and actually juicing my own beets because my four-year-old daughter and I enjoy doing that together.
That's good.
And then just walking. I started off 10, 15 minutes, a couple times a week, and now it's up to about 40 minutes, three or four times a week. Other than that, not many changes. My blood pressure now, I bought a little more blood pressure cuff so I can keep track of it. Now, literally, three, 4 months later, I've been down in the 120s.
Nice.
120 over 80.
Nice.
Is
nice.
Kind of my average there. And so, I find if we're going to change our lifestyle, it's hard to do a lot in one time. So I've just been making simple changes, one less piece of pizza than I would normally eat, and maybe some more fruits and vegetables than having pizza one night.
That's awesome.
So I really just simple, nothing earth shattering, just those simple things. And blood pressure is doing much better, feeling much better, a lot more energy, and cutting out. Oh, one other thing, very important, and it comes directly. You were also mentioning, how you help people. Well, listening to the advice on this show, and especially from Dr. Wallach, cutting out the junk food that, he always says the fat oil is great, the stuff that he always says.
Yeah,
right?
That's good.
Kind of cutting that out of the diet, not overnight, but just
slowly.
Slowly, a little bit at a time.
Great. That's great. Yeah. Simple then, little things. Right. It's the simple little things that we can all do, and it doesn't cost a lot of money necessarily. It's just easy little things. We medicalize everything, George. Everything's medicalized. We think we have to go interface with medicine for every single thing that happens to us, and the point is that we do not. And this is why nutritional supplementation is so important. It represents one of the easy things that we can do that will keep us from having to interface with a medical model, which at the end of the day is not equipped, George. You see what's happening with healthcare. The medical model is not equipped to handle all of these things that we've given it. And it's trying, but it just cannot do it. And that's why the little things that you're talking about here, the lifestyle changes, the one step at a time, the breathing, the nutritional supplementation, a little bit of exercise, thinking correct thoughts, feeling correct feelings, helping people, these are all strategies that we should be leveraging. They represent PowerPoints that we can access ourselves, be our own health authority. And that's, to me, that's what it's all about, is being our own authorities.
How about discipline? Just telling yourself to do it and do it every day.
You know, discipline goes a long way. I must say I'm not very disciplined, so it's hard for me to talk to other people about discipline, but discipline does go a long way. Willpower, you know what, George? Wanting it, really being willing. That's really ultimately what it's about, is wanting it, wanting to be healthy no matter what. And that's what a sick person has, is somebody who's really sick. They want to be healthy no matter what, but the trick is to do it ahead of time. Wanting to be healthy while you're healthy, appreciating, valuing your health while you have it. Nutritional supplementation and all these things we're talking about here, George, is a way of honoring yourself. It's a way of gifting yourself. It's a way of loving yourself. And that's what this is really all about, what we're talking about here. It's honoring the human body, honoring our bodies, not polluting it with the foods that are thrown in front of our face every day, but honoring it with nutritional supplementation, with vitamins, minerals, vegetables, fruits, good meats, quality eggs. All of these kinds of things are a way of gifting ourselves, giving gifts to ourselves, loving ourselves.
Let's go to Dottie in Abilene, Texas. Hello, Dottie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Just got a quick question for you. I have recently started taking the products. I'm on dialysis, and I'm hoping to get off of dialysis. But in the meantime, my blood pressure is very high. I take quite a few blood pressure medications, and I'd like to get off of those. Is there anything else I can do at this time to reduce my blood pressure?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Get yourself on our Beyond OsteoFX right away. That's first of all. That's magnesium, one of the most important blood pressure-lowering supplements of all is magnesium.
And by the way, Ben, we always tell people, don't get off your meds without talking to your
doctor. No, not if you're on a whole bunch of medication on dialysis, you definitely want to be working with your doctor. In fact, you always want to be working with your doctor. I'm guilty of ripping on the medical model. I admit it. But you know what? If your doctor is working with you, he cares enough to be participating in your health, health protocol, health care. And so he deserves the respect of at least telling him what you're doing. You don't have to take doctor's orders necessarily, but you have to at least work with him if you have a doctor. I always tell people that. That being said, there's many things you could do to lower your blood pressure, and they'll be so effective they'll make your antihypertensives much more powerful. So you'll have to tell your doctor so he can lower your dose. Deep breathe. In addition to magnesium, deep breathing is the number one lifestyle strategy for lowering blood pressure. It happens quickly. We talked slow, deep, rhythmic. Those three words: slowly, deeply, and rhythmically. And you lower your blood pressure the most on the exhale, not on the inhale. Also, hot water and hot showers can help do it as well. A little bit of exercise is always helpful, and keeping your blood sugar stable. One of the major reasons the blood pressure goes up is because of elevated blood sugar. It's part of what's known as metabolic syndrome. So keeping your blood sugar stable, get on our Sweeties product. Use our Ultimate Niacin, amazing vasodilator, probably the most important. Vasodilation means blood vessel opening, and this can help drop blood pressure very significantly. Use our Ultimate Niacin as well as the entire health.
And you could flush with that, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, and by that I mean on your face. Yeah, you get that flushy.
Get a Niacin flush, drink more water, and it goes away in probably 10 or 15 minutes, but it can be a little bit disconcerting. It's not a big deal, though, but it's a sign that your blood vessels are opening up. This is one of the ways niacin works, is it causes the blood vessels to open up. So, yeah, the niacin flush is actually a sign that your niacin is working. So niacin is very important, as well as the aforementioned magnesium. Essential fats are very important, our ultimate EFAs for the essential fatty acids. And blood pressure lowering is not a problem in and of itself, or a slight problem, but it's really a marker of problems underneath. If the pressure's high chronically, that can cause a deterioration of the vessels, but the real issue is what's under the underneath problems, and that is usually going to involve the kidneys, the adrenal glands, as well as blood sugar problems and nutritional deficiencies.
Bob in New Jersey, first time caller. Hi, Bob. You're on with Pharmacist Ben. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Ben. I have problems with stuff being bound up in my blood. I have a lot of iron bound in my blood. My testosterone is all bound up. I have very little free testosterone. I also, my PSA is a little high, but my free PSA is very low. And I think they're all probably related.
They are all related.
Also, George, if you could switch me over to Tom at the end of the call, I would like to speak to him. But any ideas on what to be causing?
I didn't quite understand the first thing you said. You said you have a lot of something in the blood.
He's got a lot of iron in his blood.
Iron in the blood.
So that
iron
could be hemochromatosis.
Yeah,
right?
Excessive iron in the blood involves the liver. The liver controls the amount of iron that's in the blood. Iron is tightly regulated. It is a very, very, very tricky substance because just a little bit too much can cause problems. Iron's extremely reactive, but it's very important. Iron's a critical part of red blood cells. So the body walks a fine line, tightrope, between too much iron and too little iron. It's all controlled by the liver. Hemochromatosis and elevated iron is a sign that the liver's not doing its business. And this is also related to his PSA issues and Joe's testosterone.
30 seconds, Ben.
So you got to work on the liver, my friend. Lower your blood sugar. Get on our Healthy Body Start Pack and make sure you get on the Sweeties as well. Focus on your blood sugar.
And you've got a good product for testosterone, don't you?
Got a couple good products for testosterone. I forgot what it's called, though.
Zerotest.
Zerotest. That's exactly right. Zerotest. Thank you, George.
All right. But Ben, I'll see you in about a month or so, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks. It's a pleasure, George.
Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call for people who are there to help answer your questions. They're not doctors. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, messages from Seth.